Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for a devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 16th day in the month of October 2025. We want to appreciate the King of Glory, the one who has made today possible. Unto immortal, invisible Lord, we say thank you. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father and the Lord Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, "No more anger." No more anger. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 24. I want to be like Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Mark from chapter 8 to chapter 9. And our memory verse is taken from Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 26 to 27. Which says, "Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil." Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 26 to 27. "Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil." Our Bible reading is taken from James chapter 1 from verse 19 to 20. James chapter 1 from verse 19 to 20. From verse 19 it reads, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires." May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 9 says that anger rests in the bosom of fools. In other words, if a fellow gets angry easily, he or she is similar to someone who says there is no God. They are both fools, like we see in Psalm 14 verse 1. Those who get angry easily often blame other people as a cause of their anger. If this is the case, then it means that they allow the people who offend them to control their emotions. Proverbs 25 verse 28 says that a person who is not in control of his spirit is like a city that has no walls. If you allow others to control how you feel, then you are in great danger of destruction. Proverbs 29 verse 22 says, "An angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man abundeth in transgression." Anyone who gets angry easily will hardly have friends, because he or she will always stir up strife with them. Things that shouldn't ordinarily cause quarrels would become big issues because of the fellow's short temper. A man once bought a brand new car, and one day, while he was washing it, his 5-year-old son was on the other side of the car, writing something on it with sharp objects. When the man discovered this, he got very angry and shouted, "This boy, you were scratching my new car." In his anger, he grabbed the first thing he could lay his hand on, a hammer. He then began to smash the boy's hands, and by the time he realized what he was doing, the boy's fingers had already been severely damaged. He rushed the boy to the hospital, but the doctors could not do anything about the fingers, and they had to amputate. The following day, the boy asked him, "Daddy, when will my fingers grow back?" Feeling guilty, the man went to the car and looked at what the boy had written on it, lo and behold, it was, "Daddy, I love you." The man could not bear the pain, so he committed suicide. His anger wreaked havoc on the family. Beloved, if you allow anger to control you, you are giving room to the devil. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 27. And whenever it gets into a place, his mission is to steal, kill and destroy, and that is the devil. John chapter 10 verse 10, you can find that there. If you are always quick to get angry or you can't control your anger, ask God to deliver you today. Constantly renew your mind with His word and submit yourself to counseling so that you can overcome the destructive power of anger. Today's Open Heaven Cup is a key point that says, do not give room to the devil in your life by allowing anger to control you. Do not give room to the devil in your life by allowing anger to control you. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisewellashready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceready.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed and have a beautiful day today. Bye-bye.